Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Playing at the park, on the swings or the slide is a regular part of childhood for most kids. But for those who don't have access to a park with the right kind of play equipment, well, playtime can be a challenge, which is why the city of Boise recently opened a new accessible playground at Pine Grove Park. So joining us today to talk more about this is Bonnie Shelton, the Communication and Marketing Superintendent for Boise Parks and Recreation. Bonnie, nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Gemma. Thank you so much for having me on.
So Bonnie, can you start out by just telling us about some of the park's features?
Yeah, Pine Grove Playground has a variety of accessible features, and it has a bit of a sci-fi theme in the name of the features at that playground. So first and foremost, people who visit will notice that it has the bonded rubber surfacing all around the playground, which is safe and good for people who use wheelchairs or other mobility devices to get them right up to the playground equipment. It has an inclusive swing seat, which we've seen huge popularity in the inclusive swings that we've added at playgrounds with accessible features across our park system. It has some garden sensory walls to provide more of a tactile experience, and then what's called a momentum corridor. And we have these at a couple of our playgrounds with accessible elements, but it has a transfer area so that a child can get up into the corridor and they kind of use their hands to pull themselves through. And it has rollers on the bottom that provides just a unique play experience, really getting into that exploration and more sensory, like I mentioned before. So just a bunch of different features that people can experience there. And then we have even more at a variety of our playgrounds across our system.
Mm-hmm. So how many playgrounds have accessible areas in the Boise area?
Right now, we have 10 playgrounds that have a variety of accessible features. And then if you include playgrounds that have the bonded rubber surfacing, we have 19. So our goal is really to provide a variety of experiences because we know not every kid is the same, not every family's need is the same. And with 56 different playgrounds across Boise Parks, we want to make sure that we have a variety of experiences so that when a family shows up, there's something for everybody, every age, every ability. And as we replace playgrounds or add new playgrounds within our system, it's definitely a focus and a conversation that we're having as a leadership team is how can we really push the envelope, be more innovative, and continue to add universal and accessible elements so that every kid has that play experience, as you mentioned.
So what is it like and what goes into the planning of a park like this? Because it's, I think there would be so many more elements, as you mentioned, than, you know, how it playgrounds were when we were growing up.
Yeah, things have come a long way in the last few years. I worked for the city for 7 years, and I can tell you that things have really changed even in that time period, which doesn't seem that long. But our landscape architects, I have to give a lot of credit to because they really are the ones that are working within the design of a park, what size playground can be implemented there, and then where we purchase that playground equipment from, what are the elements that we can include that are accessible, you know, making sure that we're providing a variety of different sensory experiences, making sure that the playground equipment can be reached, whether by a child that has a mobility device or a caregiver. You know, you think about a family member, my mom's in a wheelchair. So when we visit a playground with my kids, if there's not bonded rubber surfacing or some way for them to get up to the equipment, they're stuck on the sidelines and they can't be a part of that play experience. So really, you know, thinking about it from that perspective. And I also have to say, we have a wonderful cross disability task force that works with us on a variety of park projects, both in our Parks and Recreation Department and in the foothills and across our facilities. And Sierra, the accessibility coordinator for the city, really have been a game changer for us in these conversations about how we can make all of our facilities, including our playgrounds, more accessible to people, and really what questions we need to be asking, what we need to be looking for in features so that as we add more and more of these to our parks, they are usable and a great experience for everybody in our community.
Mm-hmm. So Bonnie, what kind of feedback have you received from the community when you have opened a park like this?
I would say people are very supportive, even parents with able-bodied kids, you know, a playground is a playground. And so I don't even know that they may understand that the swing they're on is a universal swing that has a harness that can be attached for someone who may need it. Bowden Park and that playground has been probably our best received. It's our most accessible playground in our system. It has ramps. It has a ton of different features for kids of all abilities, and people love it. And so I think the response has been really good, but I also think people want more. You know, they want to see new features. They want to see us adding additional elements, more climbing, more swings, and just wanting us to continue to try new things. I will say we are looking at installing a communications board at Bowden Playground, which is a first for us. And if you know what that is, it involves a bunch of different graphics or pictures so that children who have speech challenges or their caregivers can use that to communicate. And it's also going to include some Braille. So just trying new things. And that came from a teacher in our community who said, hey, I think this would be a great location for something like this. And I think it might be the first of its kind in Idaho. So really looking into ways that we can increase accessibility and the mayor's vision of creating a city for everyone. I think that should extend, especially to our recreation spaces and places that are free and open to all. It just makes sense to be adding some of these additional elements and really increasing the amount of people that we can make sure can come and play and have a great time.
Mm-hmm. And Bonnie, you know, you mentioned you've been working for the city for 7 years and how these parks and playgrounds have evolved over that time. And you're right. That hasn't even been a decade, right? And so I'm curious, was it, you know, parents coming to the city? Was it, you know, just like, as you mentioned, maybe folks who are in wheelchairs, who have accessibility issues. I mean, what was it, do you think, that was the catalyst of the city saying, you know what, we need to make sure that these free open spaces are actually accessible to everyone?
I think it's a little bit of all of that, Gemma, and just there's always new things coming out that are available through the companies that we purchase these playground equipment sets from. And accessibility has been a huge push there as well. And yes, families in our community advocating for this. We have an awesome adaptive recreation program that has been a huge catalyst for these changes as well. We offer programming throughout our facilities that is accessibility minded, and they're constantly coming to us with ideas. You know, could we do this? Could we add a ramp here? Could we, you know, make this place more universally welcoming to everyone? And so I think in listening to them and just seeing the changes in the industry and really having great relationships with our PERC users and seeing the need, I think it was just a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Do you have plans for any other accessible or inclusive parks in the city?
Yeah, so we're actually going to be adding some additional playgrounds with accessible features in the next few years. I know we have already purchased some equipment for Primrose Park, which is in Northwest Boise, that we hope to open soon. And then we're constantly doing maintenance and playground safety checks throughout all 56 parks that have playgrounds. So when one comes up for replacement, that's certainly a part of the conversation. I know we're going to be taking a look at the Julia Davis Park playground. It's going to be up for replacement in a few years here. And that seems like a great opportunity for us to provide more accessible and inclusive elements right in the heart of Boise, off the Greenbelt, near downtown. And again, I have to just give kudos to our landscape architects and our team, because that is top of mind for them. And so it'll be exciting to see what we're able to add and do. Obviously, it all comes down to size and funding and things like that. But we're dedicated to it as Boise Parks and Recreation and the city of Boise. And I think families are going to be really excited to see what we can add coming up.
Yeah. So where can folks find a list of all of the accessible parks in our area? Because you said we have 56 of parks, so which I never knew we had so many. But
we have 90 plus parks, 56 playgrounds.
Holy cow.
And yeah, you can view them all if you go to cityofboise.org/parks. Right at the top, we have a link to our accessible recreation page. All the playgrounds are listed there. And we also have all of the accessible amenities listed by playground on those web pages as well. And you can take a video tour. We've actually been trying to bulk up our online information about all of our accessible offerings in the last year as well. So families can go there, parents can see, oh, I can see that my child can use these things. It has accessible mm-hmm. swings. They can read through the descriptions and see images of what that playground looks like. So that way, before they even show up, they have a better understanding of what they're going to encounter with their kids when they get there.
Well, what great work you're doing for the entire community. So I really appreciate you coming on and talking more about this.
Yeah, thank you. We hope people get out. It's perfect time in summer to go check out some playgrounds. So go check some off your list and have fun.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.